Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you brighter.
Oh, that was a new starting music. I wasn't expecting that, but I love that as well. So hello, lovies. Welcome to Mosaic of Love radio show, where everything love-related will be discussed and you have the opportunity to learn more about all the aspects of love. I am Laura Harju, a love coach and your guide on your journey towards your true love. You can find me at lovecoachlauraharju.coachesconsult.com. There you can download a free PDF of the three massive mistakes single women make that keep them meeting the wrong guys. In that report, I share my tips on how to find your true love. I'm also on Facebook at facebook.com/lovecoachlauraharju. I would love to hear from you. So if you want to participate in the show, you can do it by calling from the U.S. to the number 646-716-7979. And outside from the U.S., please send me a message in Facebook so I will take your comments from there. Today, I have the honor to have as my guest a breakup coach, Beth Lynch. Her mission and passion is to get you through the painful aftermath of your breakup or divorce and on the road to recovery. Beth uses actionable techniques that work to get your life back on track and stop letting your past dictate your future so that you are in charge of how your story ends. So today we are going to be talking about how changing your space will change your outlook after a breakup. So I'm really eager to hear what Beth has to share with us. So hello, Beth. Thank you so much for coming to the show.
Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm really excited to interact with the listeners.
Excellent. Yeah, so we'll see if somebody is brave enough to raise their hands. Otherwise, we are going to be just talking, the two of us, but I think that the listeners will get a lot of out of that as well.
Absolutely.
Good. So, let's jump right into it. So, I said that we would be sharing with the audience a simple ways to change our space right at the moment. So, would you please share a little bit more about that?
Yes. I think one of the most important things after, you know, a divorce or a breakup is really trying to start fresh and get rid of all the things that are holding you back. Your memories, you know, first thing I usually say after breakup is, you know, you need to get a memory box together and go through your house. And, you know, your phone, your computer, and just kind of put everything in a box. And if you're not ready to just get rid of it, give it to a friend to hold for a little while. And that really does help start your brain thinking in a different direction. And I also think it's really difficult afterwards, you know, to come home to a lot of us have to stay in the same place, aren't able to move, or for reasons, you know, they just need to stay in the home or the apartment where they are. And I think it's really difficult to come home at the end of the day and open that door and just go, oh my God, because you get hit by all those, you know, memories of their chair and, you know, just everywhere that they were. And I think one of the hardest and most difficult places for a lot of women, especially, is the master bedroom. So I do, you know, suggest that you start there, and it really gives you an opportunity, you know, to just kind of make it yours, especially if you're one of those girly girls and your ex hated all those pillows, I just say go pillow nuts in there. And, you know, get rid of his pillow. Oh, please get rid of his pillow. You know, get just start fresh, even if it's, you know, just changing the bed to a different wall. And, you know, nothing really has to be expensive. You can do furniture trades with your friends. And, you know, there's all kinds of resources online. You know, just really freshen it up, making it somewhere when you come in there at night, you want to be in there. It's calm, it's soothing. And it really does, it makes a difference on your attitude when, you know, you walk into a space that you want to be in and that you enjoy and that you're looking forward to, you know, really making your own.
Yeah, absolutely. I have been going through a breakup myself with my first true love. So I really appreciate your on that because, yeah, first of all, the fact that his pillow smelled to him. So that was very hard to have around because it was a constant reminder that I've lost something that I really appreciated. So yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you that that would be the one of the first things to get rid of when after a breakup, no matter how friendly or easy it has been, but to own your space again afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really easy to fall victim, I guess, to staying in sad. And the more you hold on to things that are no longer serving you, you know, I mean, a breakup is a breakup. They're gone. It's over. And at some point, you just have to realize that no matter what happens with that relationship, at the end of the day, you still have a life that you've got to live. And you know, again, getting rid of those things that make you sad. To me, I always reckon it as, you know, it's like, why are you poking a stick in your own eye? You know, so, you know, they've given you enough pain and heartbreak. So I don't like to see women, you know, continually do things that create pain. And I think, you know, the space, you know, you, again, with the pillow, you know, it's like, oh, I can't get rid of it because it smells like him. And, you know, again, fine, put that in the memory box. But for now, you know, let's move forward in the best way possible. And a lot of that, again, is your space. You know, there's always, it seems like the living room is usually always arranged for the man. You know, the chair is like dead front in front, you know, of the 90-inch TV. And, you know, it's never the way you really wanted it, but you, you know, compromised or did it for him. You know, so again, another opportunity to, you know, possibly scale down to, you know, a 50-inch TV and get that comfortable chaise that you wanted. And, you know, again, the throw pillows on the couch and, you know, just really make it a place where you want to go and sit and binge out on your favorite shows. And, you know, depending on your style a lot, you know, men tend to not like the frilly, but you know, if you're ultra modern, now's the time just to go out and really experiment actually with what you do like. A lot of women I talk to were coming out of, you know, 20-year relationships. So things have been the same. You know, they've got, you know, the same furniture, the same wall color, everything. And even a coat of paint makes a huge difference in a room. And, you know, like I say, just brighten it up, make it light. And when you walk in, it just lifts your mood, you know, and I think after a breakup, that's really what's really important is always to try to make your space where you're uplifted. Yeah. So those are probably the two, you know, the two biggest places that make a difference when you walk in your front door. And of course, I always suggest if you can move to a whole new space, but again, that's not always you know, easy to do because of kids or financial reasons. But there is something about, you know, letting go of everything that you spent the last 20 years with and just totally starting out as fresh and new as you can.
Absolutely. And yeah, as you said, it doesn't have to cost that much. It's just that when you, you know, really take ownership back from the space that you are in and move the furniture just the way you like it without asking anybody how they would want it to have it. So that's exactly. Very powerful.
Yeah, I mean, and own that. You know, it's like you don't have to answer to anybody. You don't, you know, have to have somebody's likes and dislikes dictate what you want to do anymore. And, you know, some people look at that, well, as a negative, but I say, hey, embrace that. Figure out what it is you want going forward. And, you know, it is really nice to be able to come home. And if you don't want to cook dinner, you don't have to, you know, grab that glass of wine and some, you know, cheese and crackers and just relax. You don't have to deal with, you know, somebody else's issues and somebody else's day. And it's really kind of nice once, if you don't think of it as I'm coming home to an empty house, you know, woe is me. It's like, I get to go home. There's no one there. I can do, you know, get into my sweats and get comfortable, or, you know, go take a walk. I don't have to be right home. There's nobody looking at their watch or texting me every 5 minutes. Like, when are you going to be home? You know, unless you have kids, but, you know, even then it's, you know, you get some time off. So it does make it nice. And I think it's a really good opportunity too, to kind of take a step back and, make sure you take some me time, you know, plan something on a day or an afternoon that is just for you. You know, again, there's the spa day, mani-pedi, head to the mall. And, you know, every department store has the makeup counters. Get your makeup done for free. Try, you know, some new and different ways to do things. Also, before you change your hair color, this is something I've kind of done too, is go to a wig store and try different wigs. Seriously, in different, you know, different colors, different styles. Like, you've always had your hair long because they, you know, they never wanted you to cut your hair. Guys always like long hair, and that's because they don't have to deal with it. You know, so put on that really short rockin' hairstyle and see if you like it. And, you know, find something you like, take a picture of the wig, bring it to your stylist, and just go for it. I mean, at the end of the day, it is hair. I mean, you know, it grows back. You can, you know, be a redhead, you know, put blue streaks in it. Just be a little crazy and, you know, go through your wardrobe, all those clothes that you wore because he liked them really kind of better than you did. It's like, get rid of that stuff. You know, again, back to the department stores, a lot of the Nordstrom stuff like that, they have personal shoppers, and just tell them, it's like, dress me, you know, and let them bring things in so that you would start trying on things that you would never, ever have tried before. And give them, you know, like, carte blanche. And trust me, by the end of that day, you will be walking out of there feeling great about yourself. And, you know, I think when you get up in the morning and you're putting something on and you're looking in the mirror and you're liking what you see, it builds your self-confidence. And that is really important after a breakup. A lot of us feel unlovable. You know, we feel unattractive. And, like, there's no one ever going to, you know, care about us or want us again. And, you know, confidence is probably one of the most attractive and sexiest, I think, attributes that you can have. And, you know, you just walk into a room and own it. And, you know, it's you find people, you know, being attracted to that confidence. Too. And I also think it's really important to have a goal. I know I like to travel. My, you know, big dream is to spend a few weeks actually in Italy, kind of like living as a local. So, I, you know, I'm trying to put a little bit aside, you know, a little bit at a time, because eventually I am going to Italy. Now, you don't have to have that big of a dream. But, you know, maybe it's just that, you know, you want to go to a, you know, fairly comfortable drive, you know, resort, or, you know, even a casino or something for a couple of days, and just do it for you. And I think it's really important that you, you know, you can call it a dream board, but have a goal that you're working towards. It makes you feel like you've got something in your life that's you know, again, that makes you happy. I just had one of my clients. It was such a success story. She's married for many, many years and had a really, really tough time of it after the breakup. And she just graduated with honors in her master's last week. And, you know, she is just beaming. She's, it took her a long time. And I'm so, so proud of her because that was her decision after the divorce was she wanted to be able to, you know, provide for herself and her children. And she went to school and, you know, it's taken her longer, you know, it's taken her a little bit longer, but she never, ever stopped looking at it. And one of the things that she said to me was that's what kept her going. You know, when you're lonely and when you're upset and you, you know, the dating world is crazy out there, you know, she just kept her eye on the prize. And, you know, here she is 5 years later. And it's really great to hear people be successful in this. And it is difficult, you know, and all these things that I suggest to my clients. And again, I'm an actionable coach. These are things you actually have to do. You can't, you know, sitting at home saying it's like, oh yeah, I should, you know, it's really, I'm sleeping with my kids because I can't go in, you know, to my bedroom. Well, that's not going to change. You know, you need to change it. So again, I really, really think that starting with your environment and starting with yourself is a really important step toward starting to get over it.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's so important because we, after such a, no matter what the situation has been before, if the breakup came as a surprise for you that he or she just left you, or that you came to the conclusion that you don't want to stay in that relationship, so it's still a big change. So that's something that I'm recommending for all people that I come encounter to really take that time and figure out what it is that you want. And as you said, it needs action. You at home just wondering, would I like that? Doesn't really help. Just go out there and try it. So that's the best medicine for everything. Meeting new people, so it will get your life spark back to you.
Well, and try something you've never tried before. I mean, I think that's really kind of important. It's, you know, the fear thing. I mean, I myself have trouble sometimes, you know, going out there and meeting new people in an environment that I don't, you know, I'm not comfortable with. So, you know, I'm into wine. You know, everything red wine is me. So taking wine class about wine tasting was, it was fun. You know, and I got to meet people with like interests and it's a great way to ease yourself kind of back into the world again without pressure. And
yes,
you know, I always say take a, especially for women, go take a financial class. There's, you know, how to budget your money, you know, how to save, how to do, because that's really important, you know, down the line. A lot of us, they took care of everything, you know, the husbands and the boyfriends kind of took care of all that. And, you know, you don't think about things like life insurance and, you know, all those little things that they used to take care of. And I think that that's important that you learn how to do some of that stuff. And it's interesting. And again, even if you do it online, you know, it's still just stepping out of your comfort zone. I highly recommend for people the meetup.com site because it's so varied. I mean, almost anything that you're interested in, you can find a group, you know, that is. And, you know, that first time walking in is kind of, you know, again, you have to take that deep breath and walk in. But face it, you know, it's just it's people just like you that, you know, want to either learn or engage. And I think it's a great, great venue and ways to get out there in a non-threatening way. And, you know, again, meet new people and try new things. I started kayaking a couple of years ago and I'd never done it before. And it was a blast, you know, so that's something I want to do more of. You know, so it's just stepping out just a little bit and, you know, join a gym, you know, take the Zumba class. Again, you know, experiment with your clothes and just take a chance. Because if you don't, you're never going to know. It's kind of like you always have to ask, because if you don't ask, the answer is always no.
Yep.
You know, so give yourself permission. I mean, you know, that's another thing, is to give yourself permission to enjoy. What I found was kind of interesting going through and talking to women is the guilt that they felt when they were happy after a breakup. It was like, oh my God, you know, shouldn't I be miserable all the time? Why am I laughing? You know, and they stop themselves because they think that they should be 24/7. And I find that just very interesting phenomenon. And again, giving yourself permission to be happy, you know, especially at the beginning, if you can find 5 minutes of your day that you can find something to laugh about, I think that's awesome.
Beautiful.
And go on YouTube and look at funny cat videos.
Exactly. Yeah, one of the listeners wants to participate, so I will unmute her or him and see who we have in here.
Okay.
So welcome to the show.
Hi, Laura. It's Robin.
Hi, Robin. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. Nice to be on. I'm really enjoying the conversation. I was married the first time for 20 years. And during that time, after 5 years, he took, no, after the second year, he took a, I like to say, a five-year hiatus. Then we got back together, and at the end of the 20 years, it really, it was what I, what I'm hearing come across a lot and what you ladies are talking about is a sense of freedom.
Absolutely.
It's not so, it, and it all has to do with your mindset. If your mindset is, oh, I'm lost, I'm alone, you're, it's going to be a lot harder for you. But if you can look at it with a sense of freedom, like you were saying, rearrange the furniture, you know, try a new
hairstyle. Enjoy the fact that you don't have to check in with him.
Exactly.
You know, after 20 years, nobody's, again, freedom, it is perspective, you know, and I think looking at things from a third party, Robin, is, you know, with a third eye, it's like, turn it around, you know. For all the I can is what you can. You know, you can be free now and do what you want. And, you know, especially after 20 years, our kids are grown, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So I just wanted to, you know, reinforce what you're talking about and let other ladies know it's not the end of your life, not the end of the world. It's a new beginning.
That's right.
Free.
It's just a blip on the radar.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, thank you for letting me comment. I will let you guys continue your conversation now.
Well, thank you for joining, Robin. That was great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm just loving that Robin takes the time to join in and comment on our topic. So thank you so much, Robin. In this time with the beautiful intervention, so I want to tell the listeners that when you are resonating what Beth and I have been talking about, so you can find more info from Beth from her website, beyondtheblindside.com. There you can find a free gift from Beth. So it's beyondtheblindside.com/areyouReadyToDate. Beth, would you please share a couple of words what that free gift of yours is all about?
I actually started it because there was a lot of women that are asking, usually too soon, a couple of months, sometimes even after a breakup, if, you know, how do I know if I'm ready to date yet? So I tried to put together like the top, I think, 7 reasons or things that you should ask yourself before you get out there. I have strong opinions about rebound relationships. So I always want to make sure that you're healthy going into the next relationship and that you didn't pack your bags even heavier and just take all that into the next one. So I really believe that people need to take, as we were talking here, time to find yourself again and get centered and, you know, start making your list of your do's and your don'ts and your wants and your not, and work on the things that we all, you know, none of us were perfect in a relationship. Even, you know, even if we were the ones that left, there are things, you know, sometimes we all have anger issues or, you know, maybe too passive aggressive or whatever it is. I really think that spending that time to learn about yourself and how to communicate and, you know, how to deal with your next relationship when these things come up. I see so many, you know, women mostly, but a few men, you know, dive, and men seem to do it more, dive right into another relationship. And like I say, you know, that bag just keeps getting heavier and heavier. And we tend to put everything that happened in our last relationship right onto our new one. And it's not, you know, it's really not fair. And a lot of times we get into rebound relationships, to heal ourselves. We don't realize that at the time, but so that's what it's about. It's just, you know, some questions that you really should ask yourself. And if any of them are no, you know, sit back and just take a little bit more time. There's nothing wrong with being and finding yourself before getting into another possible devastating relationship. So that's kind of where that started.
Yeah, beautiful and so important. I really can relate to the fact that I needed to learn a couple of things before meeting with my second true love, which we are in a relationship where the love keeps growing, for me to be more mature and be aware of my old behavioral patterns so that I could break them in this new relationship, so that I would really wouldn't bring all those old patterns and packages with me. So yeah, absolutely. If you are resonating with anything that's said, go there and download that. Take a look at it. So you will be ready when your true love walks into your life.
Yeah, because I think that's, you know, I don't think any of us want to be alone for the rest of our lives. You know, we don't want to be remarried again, but a companionship, somebody to do things with, you know, I think it's great. And I think you need to be ready for it. We need to mirror our own wants. And I think that's really important. You know, we always want a kind, compassionate, generous, you know, person in our lives with all these traits. And we forget that we pretty much need to be that too, because I think you attract what you are. And, you know, going back to what we were talking about before too, is that if you're always sad and you're always depressed and you're always negative, that's really the energy that I think that you attract with other people. And then you end up in a situation where you're with this very negative person, which is the last thing you need, you know, at this point in your life. So the brain's a wonderful thing, but we don't always pay attention. So,
makes sense.
You know, that's another thing that about taking care of you and all your needs. And I think you and I have talked about this before. I really think that, you know, everybody's baggage should be small enough to fit under the seat in front of you on the airplane. You know, I don't think you should have to check any of them. So, you know, I just think that, you know, we all have things that we need. And I think, you know, learning how to communicate and, go online. There's the love languages, which I'm sure you're familiar with, which I highly recommend to all my clients to take so that they know how they need to get love. And they can communicate that with their next person. It's like, you know, I feel love when you do things for me, or, you know, how, whichever one of your languages it is, it's really important to know it so that you can express it, you know, and not just to your next, next relationship, but with your family and friends too, because we all relate differently. And I know, you know, sometimes you get your feelings hurt by, you know, a family member or a friend because they don't do the same for you, how you feel your love. So I think, you know, things like that are really important to kind of, you know, just take a look at yourself and your needs and your wants, and being able to express those in a positive way. You know, you don't want to be crabby about it and stuff, and you know, just kind of changing things up a little bit overall. You know, I've done a lot in the last, it's been 4 years since I got blindsided from my ex, and you know, there was a lot of things, it was hard, you know, you got to look at yourself too, and there was a lot of, you know, introspection there that wasn't very comfortable. And so I looked at that and looked at myself and, you know, kind of have taken steps over these years to really change those things that I felt that I was deficient in. You know, and I think that that's important because none of us are perfect, as much as we would like to think we are.
Exactly. Yes. And so I'm just curious, like, would you share a little bit more about your journey after the breakup? Like, what all the things do you have? You already mentioned some of new hobbies that you have started. But on the other hand, like, inner work, what has been most significant for you?
I'm sorry, you cut out a little bit there right at the end, Laura. Could you repeat that?
What has been in your inner work the most significant for you after the breakup?
I think the biggest step I took was I quit taking responsibility for his actions. I found out that there was another person in our relationship that I did not know about. And I took that all on myself. It was, you know, I took everything onto me, the responsibility, and, you know, that I did something wrong. And I realized, and it took me a long time. I mean, and that's why I started doing what I do, is I was stuck. I was like a year, probably a year down the road, and I was still blaming myself for his decisions. And cheating is a decision. It's always a decision. And it took me a long time to realize that that was his issue, not mine. If that's how he chose to deal with our problems, then he's got the problem. And it wasn't me. I always, you know, was a communicator. So I think that that's one of the most important things, is, you know, take responsibility for what you did and what you own, but do not, there is no, again, there's no excuse. You know, and a lot of us have been on both sides of the fence. And I think, you know, you learn a lot about yourself on both sides of that. You know? So that was the hardest. That was probably took the longest and the hardest. And once I started only taking responsibility for what I did and working on that, was probably the biggest turning point. And again, I had to do things to, you know, I mean, it was hard not being in contact. It was difficult to stop the memories and stop the 24/7 obsessing. And it's where a lot of women that I work with are stuck, is it's still, they're running, you know, it's the hamster wheel about the what if and if only, and you stay there and you're becoming a victim, and you're allowing them to control your life, and they're not even in it anymore. And I just got done. And that's when I decided that there was, you know, so many other women that I had talked to that were in the same place. They were still in the what if. And they had paused their life just in case their exes decided to come back.
And
let's face it, you know, most of us, it doesn't happen. And even if it does, it doesn't usually work out the way we want, you know, that you think it will. So it's just really hard work. And so many women are become in the habit of being a victim. And it's, I'm not saying they do it on purpose, because I certainly didn't believe that I was, but it's very easy just to keep that pattern going. And finally, you know, I was able to reach out and, you know, had a couple of people that were really very, what I call tough love. It was like, okay, do it. You know, quit moaning about it and do it. And I've kind of taken that approach in when I work with my clients, is this is your task. And, you know, you've got 7 days and we're going to report back, because I think accountability helps us step out. You know, like, again, what we're talking about, if, you know, if you had come to me or Robin had come to me and she was having issues, you know, I talk to a lot of women that really have moved out of the master bedroom and they sleep with their kids, or they've traded bedrooms. You know, mine is, it's like, okay, we're going to fix that. And we take little steps, and, you know, I'm all about baby steps as long as it's a step forward. So those are the kinds of things, you know. It's like, talking to one of the ladies, I have a membership group also, which is Beyond the Blind Side / membership that I started. And one of the girls, she's been married 14 years and she's just kind of fell into that mom thing. And so her, her goal this week was to go out and just find a really cute top, because she wanted to go out. And, you know, so that was kind of her deal. And I've got to check with her this morning. So, but it does kind of, you know, and that's what helped me, is because when I had to go back and tell these people, you know, it was kind of like, it helped push you out to make you do something if there's somebody holding you accountable.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's something that I really need, and that I have realized now starting my own coaching business, that it really helps when I have my own coach, somebody who is tough loving me to get things done. So absolutely. And I can really resonate with you when you talked about the fact that we are taking too much responsibility, like, for other people's decisions and their action and whatever we come up with. So that's really something that I am on my journey to try to learn a way to not to take too much on myself, on other, like, what other people are saying or doing or whatever. So I really can resonate that that can be a very hard thing when the other people has been doing something, and it's really, like you said, their decision, their way of reacting on things, and you cannot really do anything about it. You cannot change the other person. So yeah, but those are difficult places to be in.
Well, and it's right. You know, again, you can only control your reaction, you know, how you handle the situation. The problem is that our significant others for so many years know exactly what button to push. And it's just like a knee jerk reaction to react the same way. And it takes a long time to learn to take a breath, step back. You know, okay, he's pushing the button because they know how to push the button, and he's expecting this reaction. And, you know, I think one of the best things is don't ever give them the reaction they're expecting. You know, you have to retrain your brain. It's, you know, 21 days to break a habit and make a habit. So, you know, have friends test you. I did that too. It's like, put me in the situation, say the words, and I learned to at least take a breath before I, you know, just like said whatever I normally would have said. And it wasn't always successful, but it was a great exercise. So that, you know, it's like, are they saying that because it's their problem and they're trying to make it my problem? Which a lot of times is yes, because everybody takes, you know, the path of least resistance. So, you know, learning again to step back and say, no, this is all you. You know, you deal with it. And, you know, just because you had a bad day at work, you're not going to come home and make it about me. You know, you want to talk about a bad day at work, that's fine. But, you know, again, that's a boundary. You may not use me as your punching bag for both literally for some and figuratively for others, because you can't handle it. So, you know, you learn, you know, again, as you go, family pushes your buttons, you know, and it's because a lot of times they're dealing with an issue or an emotion that they don't know what to do with. So they just kind of throw it out at you and say, here, could you take this for me? You know, and meanwhile, you don't even know where it's coming from. And, you know, you feel the frustration and guilt. Oh, how often do we feel guilt because they've guilted us into something?
Yeah.
We don't do it because we want to do it or enjoy doing it. We do things because we feel like we have to, based on their actions and decisions.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, it's really important to, you know, again, take a step back, breathe. If somebody, especially if it's an anger button, breathe. You know, just breathe, like take three deep breaths. And, you know, feel your own emotion, where it's coming from. Because, you know, a lot of times when the anger is coming from, sometimes a lack, again, like you said, of control. Like, we don't have control of a situation. Or hurt. You know, a lot of anger comes from hurt. And nobody knows better how to hurt us with words than, you know, our exes or, again, family and close friends. You know, they can say one thing that brings you to your knees, and you know, it's pretty much bullying, and it's not acceptable, and it's not nice, and you know, it's about, again, setting boundaries, which I think is important. We all need boundaries for everybody in our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just in our romantic relationships, it's with everybody, our family, friends, the strangers. So that's so important. I would want to hear if you have any, you already mentioned some, how important it's to communicate those boundaries to others. But I, my own very personal experience, I know how difficult it is to be vulnerable with the other one, to really say like, that's, I didn't like what you said or what you did. So do you have any tips on those, how to start communicating our boundaries to our loved ones?
Well, I think not only in words, but actions. There are some things that happen that you need to turn your back and walk away. And that is, that is, even though it's the most difficult, it sends an absolute signal. In other ways, it's a conversation that starts with I. Nobody likes to be attacked, so always coming from the point of I is usually gets them in a more receptive frame of mind. But, you know, I feel demeaned when you say those particular words or you use that tone of voice. You know, did you mean it that way? You know, what's going on, so that you have an idea of, you know, again, going back to, it's really they had a tough day at work, you know, or their boss did something, or, you know, their mom called, but they're so used to being able to treat us like that because we haven't set the boundaries. So, you know, right from the beginning, you have to have your absolute. And I, you know, ask most of my clients is what will you will not tolerate? You know, there's, and that's where you start there. And then you, and you build from that. You know, we all know everybody's going to get angry, but how do they deal with that anger? You know, back to red flags, there's a lot of things we need to pay attention to with friends, family, and potential mates that, you know, you really need to pay attention and you need to ask all the questions, you know, what's their relationship with their parents, with their sisters, with their friends? Do they have friends? You know, we tend to overlook, you know, that, especially that first glaze, you know, that, that kind of lust, attraction when we first meet somebody, we kind of blow off all this stuff that we really shouldn't. You know, people that talk down to somebody or they're rude to waiters and, you know, hotel staff. That shows a lot. So, and you need to check yourself too. Do you do that? And again, absolute. There's, I don't believe that you need to cut somebody down, you know, when you're having a conversation. And if you do, you need to be apologize and own it. You know, how many times do you blame? You know, it's like, well, if you hadn't, then I wouldn't have. No, that's BS. You chose.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, going back to don't take that, you know, give the responsibility back to them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly something that we are way too easily blaming others for our actions. And you so accurately said that it's always our choice. We choose how to react. So,
And it's important to, you know, kind of pay attention how you do. And and again, how they react to your anger. Really just taking, again, some time to write down or record. I'm not a writer, so it's hard for me to really push, you know, the journaling and things. But I know journaling is very, very helpful for a lot of people, you know, to write down how you feel. Write down what you want, what you don't want. You know, and then do a comparison. I think it's really important, especially in the first stages where I absolutely firmly believe in the no contact rule for at least 30 days, preferably longer. I mean, of course, kids are different, but we all want to know why, you know, and women are constantly, you know, texting and they want the answers and then they don't get them. And it's this constant circle, you know, it's a merry-go-round of stuff. Write it down, record it, listen to it. Trust me when I say, most of the time, if you record it and hear it back, you would never send it. So before you do all that, you know, again, write all these feelings out, why you're feeling that way. Women, we all deal, especially with being lonely. And loneliness, too, is a state of mind. You know, we all get, and I'm not saying that I don't get lonely sometimes, but when that happens, is, am I lonely for them or am I just, I need something to occupy myself? You know, because we tend to immediately revert back to, it's because they're not with me that I'm lonely.
Yeah, that's mostly because we are so used to those. It's so much easier to go back to the things that we already know, even though we don't necessarily like them, then to go out there to the unknown and find somebody else who could be possibly better than the person that we do know. So, of course, it's in those situations, it's easy to think that, okay, I just want to go back where I was because I was happy then. Or happier than I'm now.
Well, and change is scary. I mean, and that's what people say. It's like, I know this relationship. I know what he's like. I know what this all is. And it's better than being alone. I hear that so much. It's like, I'd rather be in this really bad relationship than be alone. And that is scary to me because that's not a life, you know. But again, change is in any kind. People hate change. You know, it's like at work, they implement a new software program. We've all heard it. You know, everybody's like, oh, no, you know, even though it's going to be better, It's change, and change is scary. So, you know, back to the baby steps, just, you know, a little bit at a time. And yes, a lot of people, I think we all know in our life, we look at the relationship and what they've told us about the relationship, and you just shake your head because you don't know why they're still in it. And it's because of the fear. You know, where do you go? What do I do? What's my life going to look like without this person? And, you know, some people attach that much in just a few months or a couple of years, let alone, you know, again, 20 years where you've been married practically longer than, you know, or as long as you've been alive. And they don't know what their life is going to look like. You know, how's it going to work? What am I going to do? So, but change can be exciting. I mean, change can be great. And sometimes you're going to make a misstep, but if you look at it, it's like, again, this is an opportunity to rewrite my story. I can write it any way I want now. There's nobody here holding me back. And I think that that's the way I try to get my clients to look at it, as an opportunity to be better, be different, and it, look at how exciting it possibly can be.
Yeah, that's something that I've learned lately, that when you are feeling nervous and anxiety and things like that, so it's only how you interpret those emotions. You could be, like you were saying, that it could be excitement, the heart racing and the sweatiness and the stomach crunching together. So it could be excitement, that you would be excited about trying this new thing and meeting new people, instead of like, I cannot do it, I'm freezing, I cannot do things. So yeah, absolutely, it's again only about the perspective that you are looking at these things. And I'm just so happy that Beth, you are around to help people to realize that they can look at the situation from a different angle and gain more out of it than feel like that they are losing.
Yeah, and there's nothing I like more, or is when I'm able to do it and see them just blossom. And I think, and again, why I started the membership site, it was such a, you know, it's a very inexpensive way to get a lot of me and a lot of experts like you, which again, you did a video for me not very long ago for the group, you know, things like that, where again, they get, you know, the expert advice and, you know, the tips and techniques and dealing with triggers. I think emotional triggers are really difficult for people. You know, that song on the radio, it's the place you always went for dinner, you know, all those things that come up that set you back. And, you know, again, working with them, okay, let's make a plan. How are we going to deal with this? You know, having to run into the ex, you know, the exes with their new girlfriend or boyfriend, that's always a challenge. You know, so, and people in the group are from newly out to a few years out. And it seems like with every cycle or every distance, there's a new challenge. And some of them are really trying to figure out how to say no, which kind of goes back to what we were talking to before, is that you're so used to being, you know, women as a whole, I think we tend to be pleasers. So we say yes to a lot of things and people that we really don't have time for and we don't want to do because we don't know how to say no. So we're kind of working through me and a few of the other ones. You know, it's like, let's learn how to say no. Let's start early, you know, start easy and work our way up to the hard ones. You know, and we have, again, people that are trying to deal with the loneliness or the not texting, or, you know, the phone calls, the new people in their lives. So there's, you know, a lot of things that we all deal with and talk about, and there's great support in the group. And it's just a great place to go. And again, it's an affordable thing that, you know, you can stay in and pretty much get hands-on, pretty immediate answers to a lot of your questions. So, you know, I highly encourage if anybody's out there listening that really does want a great support group that is actionable, because again, if you're not ready to do, you're not ready for this group or for the membership site, because we do, the people that are in there, you know, they know that we have to do to change. So it's a great space. And like I say, everybody's, you know, in a different step on their journey. And I think it's great, you know, to be kind and sympathetic, but at the same time, we can't let people stay, you know, stuck and not being able to live and move forward. That's, you know, again, where my passion and everything started is, you know, I just saw too many women stuck in yesterday and just waiting around for somebody else to give them permission to live.
I think that's one of our passion that we are sharing, that we want to help people to live a happier life. And it just breaks our hearts when we see them in a stuck in a situation where we know that with a couple of simple steps, they could make a huge difference when they are ready to take those.
Right. And you know, you hear so much, it's like time heals all wounds. And I totally agree. You know, time is a great, you know, equalizer. But there's time healthy, and then there's time not so healthy. I was talking with a young lady the other day. Her mother's been divorced for over 20 years and is still there and still can't let go. And, you know, again, it's like drinking the poison and expecting the other person to die, that's a long time to carry bitterness. And so I really believe in, you know, making this the shortest amount of time, yet going through the steps, but doing it in a healthy way, you know, that makes sure that you're important. And my group is all about, you know, what I say, it's for them and it's about them. I don't care about their ex. You know, and I don't mean that harshly. I just don't care. You know, I'm here to make sure that you're okay. And that's my whole philosophy is, you know, I'm here to take care of you. So let's do that in the best possible way we can.
Excellent. That's a very good last statement. So I'm happy to announce that our show is coming to an end. So yeah, absolutely. When you are resonating with what Beth is sharing with us, so go to her website, beyondtheblindside.com. Join her membership site to learn more about her and how she can help you, and download the free gift that she is offering, beyondtheblindside.com/areyouReadyToDate. Thank you, Beth, so much for coming to the show and sharing your wisdom how to move on from one relationship towards the next one if the listeners are up for it.
Thank you again, Laura. This was really great. I really appreciate the opportunity, and I had a great time.
Thank you. It's so nice to hear. So, yeah, thank you, Beth, again, and have a lovely day. And for the listeners, thank you so much for tuning in, especially Robin, sharing her insights. And, more about me and connecting with me. So you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/lovecoachlauraharju. So see you in hear you in 2 weeks again. Bye.
Bye.
I can do anything, I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want, I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business with everything from data recovery to virus protection. And right now, get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service so your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time. Ends 527. Service does not include parts.